Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy March. Wait, I thought we were supposed to have 6 more weeks of winter. This isn't so bad. In like a lie in my ass. How do we slow down but accomplish more? This is the challenge I left you with last week. Not sure how we can do that? Well, today I've got 4 actionable ideas. Not just soft and fuzzy ideals. Yeah, I've got those too. But real, make a list and follow through ideas. Get your pen and paper. 1. Create a routine. Successful people understand the value of a routine. Bringing order into our day sets us up for deeper thinking and better decision-making. Steve Jobs was known for taking long walks, alone and with colleagues, to think through important decisions. Walking gets blood flowing to the brain, which helps clear our thinking. So how about you? Schedule a morning walk or stretching session to start your day. Set a consistent bedtime and wake-up time. Group common tasks together. And if they're routine activities, give them their own regular time slot. 2. Schedule time to do nothing. Emotions are a powerful tool, but they're only helpful if we take the time to master them. When we rush from task to task, we don't allow ourselves room to reflect, and that can lead to impulsive decisions. I don't know what you're talking about. Take anger, for example, which can be a real motivating force if used constructively. But if we don't first take the time to process and understand it, we might react in ways we'll regret. There's a reason we sleep. It lets our brain process our millions of thoughts. When we set aside time for stillness in our day, we learn to harness our emotions instead of being controlled by them. Need an example? Block off 10 to 15 minutes each day to sit quietly without distractions. Or practice mindfulness like breathing exercises or guided meditation. And it doesn't need to be all trippy. Make yourself take short breaks between tasks to reset and refocus. 3. Decide what's important. We already know efficiency doesn't mean doing everything. It means doing the right things. All things aren't equal. It's important to focus on the essential and not the distractions. I remember this prioritization method I read about once. Something like, write all your tasks on 3x5 cards and divide them into 3 piles. Now, later, and maybe. Throw the maybe pile away. Put the later pile away in a drawer. And do the now pile. In 30 days, open your drawer, pull out the later pile, and throw it away too. Now, that sounds a bit extreme, but the lesson is, if in that month you didn't get to the later pile, or you didn't naturally choose to do any of those things, it probably wasn't important. Now, if you really don't need to get to it until a later date, fine. Schedule it for that later date and pick it up then. How's this? At the start of each day, write down the 2 or 3 important things you must do. And start saying no to things that don't match your priorities. 4. Define your success. Caitlin Peterson, the editor of Business of Home, asks every one of her podcast guests, "What does success look like to you?" I love that. Success pushes us. We all want to be seen as successful, right? But what do we mean? How do you define success? Seriously, write down your definition of success for you. Does it match your values? Then redefine it so that it does. Last week I asked, what are you chasing? It's a little insane to be chasing something we can't even define. It's time to set boundaries that align with your version of success. And sometimes that means logging off work to keep yourself balanced and sane. How do we stay sane, organized, and efficient? By slowing down and doing what matters most. Define success for yourself. Organize your time and schedule. Grow your emotional maturity. That takes a little time. Excel. How do we excel? Not by throwing everything out. And not by just doing more. Dieter Rams, architect and interior designer, was hired at age 23 by Braun, the German consumer products company. 6 years later, he was their head of design. One of Dieter's iconic principles has become a mantra for both design and life. What is it? Less, but better. My brain is getting ready for a really great spring. I can tell because lately I've had some amazing dreams. I love that dreams represent both our visions of the past and our vision of the future. Where we've come from impacts where we're going. It's important to celebrate the best of both those worlds. When we see clearly what's important and what's valuable to us, that's when we're successful at both work and play. That's Daily J's vision of paradise in the song Cheap Tequila Sunrise. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, less but better. Thanks so much for listening. Only a few more weeks until April and the start of the next season of Happy Friday. And things are just going to get better. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.